She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025 edition. Well, a congressional candidate running in Michigan's 13th congressional district downstate is being sued. The Campbell Soup Company sues Shelby Campbell. Again, candidate in Michigan's 13th congressional district, alleging trademark infringement because her campaign used their iconic soup can design. The candidate told MERS News Service that the lawsuit is an abuse of power, and she plans to file a motion to dismiss the lawsuit with prejudice, which means it cannot be filed again. Campbell said, "I've used soup my entire life. My email is Shelby Soup. My stepmom's email is Cat Soup. My kitchen growing up was like red and white, like the Campbell Soup can. It wasn't to steal their brand or anything like that. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to profit off of them. And I didn't." The complaint was filed Friday in the U.S. District Court, also claiming false endorsements and seeking an injunction prohibiting the candidate's campaign from using its Campbell Soup can mark or trademark. Defendant's infringing design imitates multiple elements of the Campbell Soup can, said the filing from Detroit attorney Leah Imbrogno. Defendant's design infringes the famous Campbell Soup can and also infringes on its trademarks by causing consumers to associate the Campbell Soup can with the congressional district defendant. Well, the defendants do not deny the similarity. In fact, they do just the opposite. They use this false association to garner public attention and to promote their candidacy. Well, Shelby Campbell said she's not intimidated by the soup company's lawsuit, and she has no plans to change her campaign materials. Rather, she noted it's important to stand up against lawfare intimidation tactics by big corporations. Sound familiar? The candidate said she has used soup in her marketing, in her campaign's website, which is soupforchange.com, and she's even got a taste of soup on Instagram. The complaint included photographs of the candidate's Campbell for Congress soup can and Campbell's condensed tomato soup can, both showing the iconic label by the soup company. Her bottle, or her can, of course, is a little darker red. It says Campbell for Congress, Soup for Change 2026. And then, of course, right next to it is the Campbell condensed tomato soup cans. Problem, I think, is she used the exact same font, and she even used some type of gold coin where the red meets the white. However, her gold coin is a little bit different than the Campbell soup can. So the case has gone to trial. The lawsuit has been filed, and it now is up to the court system to decide whether or not they will even hear the case. Kind of interesting, because when Shelby Campbell said in June, when she saw the alligator Alcatraz, the nickname of the South Florida detention facility, which is an immigration detention facility, she said she was disgusted. I'm mad how big corporations are. I align myself with the public, and I just wanted to help educate the public, because like I said, when I look at this lawsuit, it's totally ridiculous. I'm not out to profit from it. I'm not hurting Campbell Soup at all. As a matter of fact, if anything, I'm actually doing advertising for them. The only difference is it's got my name on it for Congress as opposed to their soups. Currently, the 13th Congressional District is held by U.S. Congressman Sri Thanadar of Detroit, who faces a challenge from Representative Donovan McKinney from Detroit. In addition, Sri Thanadar has also announced that he's running for U.S. Senate. Kind of an interesting little twist on this, because how can you run in a race for Congress when you're running for Senate? Well, come to find out, he actually withdrew from that race. When a fellow Muslim candidate, Abdul El Sayed, announced his candidacy. Well, he also announced in his third quarter report for fundraising that he had raised $1.77 million in the third quarter alone this year, 2025. El Sayed said that his campaign is being driven by 23,597 individual donations. 95% of them were under $100. Campaign ended the third quarter with actually $1.8 million cash on hand. El Sayed has said he will not accept corporate PAC money. Well, in contrast, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers announced that his campaign had raised $1.6 million and has $2.7 million cash on hand. His campaign says that they have more than 22,000 donors spanning all 83 counties of Michigan, meaning he's got a donation from every county in the state. Yesterday's announcement nails down the fundraising totals for all four major U.S. Senate candidates, three of them being Democrats, and every single one of them outraised Rogers. El Sayed raised more than State Senator Mallory McMorrow, who raised $1.65 million, and less than U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, who raised $1.9 million. Rogers only raised $1.6 million. Well, Rogers' spokesperson, Elisa Brulette, says Mike has the momentum from his historic ground game operation to President Trump's complete and total endorsement and is growing his campaign war chest. Mike Rogers continues to prove that he's ready to fight and win next November. Soon, we will get representation in Washington for most Republican voters in the state of Michigan. We believe the state is split, and with Elisa Slotkin as the current freshman senator, it's time that Michigan gets a Republican U.S. senator as well. Over the weekend, the leading Democrat, El Sayed, announced that he's received the endorsement of Wayne County Commissioner Alex Garza, Kent County Commissioner Robert Womack, the City of Holland Commission Council Member Devin Shea, Bay County Commissioner Chris Runberg, Isabella County Commissioner Tobin Hope, and Mount Pleasant City Commissioner Ryan Skalitsky. So it looks like El Sayed, the Muslim doctor, is at the top of the Democrat Party's campaign finance report. Now, one of the things that I said that for was because in the next half hour from 11 to 11:30, we're going to have Dave Ajima on, former state representative, very conservative while serving in the state house. He also was part of the RNC National Committee for the 2016 nominating convention in Cleveland. Dave actually worked on and helped create the platform under which Donald Trump ran and defeated Hillary Clinton. Well, Dave's background, very extensive in talking with and learning about Muslims, Islam, Arabs, and the Quran, and ultimately their absolute mission of their religion. So we're going to be talking about that in the next half hour. Just wanted to make sure you guys are aware of it. If you don't have time to listen live, it will be posted at noon on our website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Just click on the podcast link. It'll be hour three, the first segment for sure. We could hold him over through the break. If you guys have any text messages, any questions for Dave while we're doing the interview, we might keep him over for the second half hour as well. But we're going to get into this conversation because we need to know exactly who these people are. And if we've got a U.S. Senate candidate running on the Democrat side, Dr. Abdul El Sayed, we need to know potentially what his motives are. Understand basically why we're seeing more and more Muslims running for office, not only at the local level, but also at the state and federal levels. So we'll get ready for that. Again, 11 to 11:30, Dave Ajima will be joining us. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Got a couple of text messages here in talking with Ian Murphy, William Hamilton downstate in Lapeer County. Some of us moved to less busy, more rural areas, and these idiots in Lansing seem to want to destroy our rural towns. I grew up in Lake Orion, and it was a quiet little town, and now it's unrecognizable. Some of us don't want to live in crowded areas. Well, my response is, too bad. We need to grow our population, or we're going to go bankrupt as a state. Move to Northern Michigan, because it's going to take a while for our rural areas to become like Lake Orion and even my own home county of Macomb. I was down taking care of my mom with a home improvement project. She wanted to update her kitchen countertops and hired a contractor to come in and do the work. And now we're in the process of getting her floors replaced. Vicki and I stayed at a hotel close by because I had to have the internet to be able to do my show. Well, after my show that Monday, we wrapped up and went over and seen Anthony Forlini's offices. And I say that plural. He is the Macomb County Register of Deeds as well as the Macomb County clerk. And he invited Vicki to come and see his operation where he serves 850,000 people is the population of Macomb County. Vicki is the clerk here in Antrim County of only 24,000 people. Well, when we got there, we soon found out that Anthony has his own building. We met him inside. He showed us around that building, and then he said, okay, now we need to go over to my other three buildings. And we're like, what? One building for the courts? One building for elections? One building for vital records? And a fourth, smaller building where they do the jury selections for the court building. I'm like, are you kidding me? The guy has four buildings that he has to walk between. Each one, he has an office there. And it's unbelievable, the operation, as he runs the second largest county in the state of Michigan. Wayne County first, most populated, followed by Macomb, then Oakland, and Kent counties. It was an amazing tour. But honestly, I could not believe my little Shelby Township, like your Lake Orion, William. Traffic count on M59, Hall Road, William Russell Highway, whatever the heck you want to call it, right there at the Van Dyke Expressway. Unbelievable. We need more housing up here in northern Michigan, but it's going to be a long time before we end up being like Lake Orion and even Macomb County. We just need housing for our workers. We want to grow our businesses. We want to grow as the community grows in a responsible way, but at the same time, we can't afford stick building houses anymore here in northern Michigan. The cost is prohibitive. Finding the contractors to do it, it's almost impossible. Back in the day when I was building stick building houses, 31 different trades, visits, had to be made before the house was completed and a certificate of occupancy given. It just isn't available up here in northern Michigan. And when you do find a contractor, they're booking appointments 3, 4, 5, 6 months out from right now. I talked to a good electrician friend here in Elk Rapids. He refuses to even leave Antrim County now. He's so busy. He says, Randy, I can't even afford to leave the county. Don't have to. There's enough business right here in Antrim County for my electric company, and it's all I need. I'd like it this way. He doesn't want to hire more employees. He wants to stay small. His office is out of his home, and he's a happy camper. But a lot of other businesses, especially in food service and others, they need employees. Those employees need housing. So something that we're definitely going to be part of. Again, text me B for bourbon. Week from tomorrow night, we will be at the Iron Pig South location for the bourbon tasting party. Got a really great dinner lined up for you guys. So definitely text me B and I'll send you the flyer. Tickets are available on the website, ironpigsmoke.com. Well, Dave Ageman is coming on in the next segment. We're not supposed to talk about politics and religion. Well, actually, that's all we do on this show. So buckle up. Dave Ageman is coming. Text me any questions you have regarding the Muslim, Islam, and Arabs. We're going to be talking about their religion. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.